In every interaction with our client, there comes a time when we need to deliver their products. And when we deliver their products, we need to be thinking about ways where we can incentivize them to hire us again and tell their friends and family about what a great experience they had with our studio. In the podcast today, I'm going to be talking about the process that I have used for over 10 years with my clients that works very, very well, getting them to call me back again and also refer their friends and family. So let's go ahead and let's get started. You are listening to Focal Points, a podcast by Enphoto hosted by Dori Howell. You're in the right place to learn how to build a dynamic and sustainable photography business that you love. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Focal Points podcast. I'm so glad that you are here with me today. Just want to also express a big thanks to our sponsor, Enphoto. They have some really, really great things going on in their website right now when it comes to product templates and things like that. You definitely want to check them out. So when you're sitting back at your desk, head over to enphoto.com and see what they're offering photographers as far as tools in being able to sell their products, because they're pretty, pretty awesome. But let's talk about what the subject of the day is, and it's talking about delivering your products. Now, some of you who've been listening weekly say, wait a minute, Dori, you said this was a four-part series, and in today's episode, you're talking about product delivery, but this is only the third episode. Yeah, you're right. Why did I do it that way? Well, I did it very intentionally because as we've talked about through this whole workflow process and the different episodes, I've always talked about the fact that I believe a successful ending starts with a successful beginning and successful planning. And some of the things that I do with delivery mean that I need to be thinking about these things before I actually go into the sales appointment with my clients. And before I do that, I just want to say the sales appointment to me is anytime you present the images to your clients to where they can choose what they want to order from you. Whether you do that online through a gallery, whether you do that in person, face to face, or whether you're doing that through some virtual means like Google Meet or Zoom, there's many different ways that you have selection appointments with your client. But some of those things that we talk about in delivery, we need to be thinking about in those appointments or those interactions with our clients. So that is why I'm doing these in what some might think is a little bit out of order. But I love selection appointments, no matter how I do them. And I keep things very, very flexible in my studio. I am not one that needs to have a set workflow from the set client, from client to client to client to client. I like things to be a little bit different. I like things that can be flexible. I enjoy meeting clients where they're at and being able to please and delight them in little different ways. And as I get to know them, I have found that some of these small nuances that I do that are just a little bit different really make a difference in how clients feel about me and how they feel about coming back to me and referring me to new people. So this whole delivery process that I go through, there's a lot of different things that you can pick and choose and implement into your workflow. Some are kind of big, and some of them are very, very small. But my whole idea when I deliver products is no longer on a high sale amount, which is what it was the first from the consultation to before the session to the selection appointment itself. My whole goal there is to have a nice sale. My whole goal when it comes to delivery is to leave them with an awesome, awesome experience that they want to tell their friends and family about and that they want to encounter again. So my shift has totally focused as far as what is the priority when it comes to this step in my workflow. And I think that's really important, okay? It's no longer about the high sale. So I love seeing the look on my clients' faces when I deliver products to them or they come and pick them up. I want to experience that with them. That's part of the joy of what I do. And I do this a few different ways. The first thing I do is my primary way of wanting to deliver products, and I know this might seem shocking to you, but stay with me here. Unless it's a really, really big wall portrait that needs to be hung or something like that, but if it's an album, if it's prints or that type of thing, I don't want to take it to their home. I want to take it to their place of work. Because as soon as they get that album, they are not going to go back to their desk in their office and just put it in a corner and ignore it for the rest of the day. They're going to look at it. And guess what? They're going to want to share it with their coworkers. And if they hired me, then they are similarly situated from a financial position, at least with the people that they work with in most cases, right? So if it's a manager at our job, they're going to want to share these photos off with those people. So that is why I love taking it to their work. And I always coordinate this with them ahead of time. I don't just surprise them. I let them know when a good time would be, if it's appropriate for me to do that. If they ask why they can't bring it to their home, I might just say, oh, I'm going to be right by your office. Is it okay if I drop it off? Something like that, because you want to make it seem, they want to, you know, make things efficient for you as well. And so what I do when I do drop off these products at their place of employment, I make sure that I have referral cards for them to pass out immediately. I usually bring and deliver with them a box of cookies or a box of cupcakes for people to share with their coworkers. Those two things alone are huge. So you do have to invest a little bit of money in this process, but realize that this doesn't take a lot of time. This is not the sit down, enjoy it type of thing. I've given people their items in business lobbies before, in parking lots before. I've been invited up to their office. It just depends what works best for their workflow and their day. But by taking it to their office, I know for a fact, almost 100% of the time, other people are going to be viewing these images. They're going to get a cookie. They're going to get a referral card. And I've gotten business from this delivery method alone, which is what I want, okay? So say you can't take it to their work, or they work in a factory, or they have the type of job that really, it's not an office job. Like, it's not a good idea to be taking these products to them. So I deliver it to their home. And I want to make sure that I do this at a time which is very convenient for them, and as it can be convenient for me. During COVID, as much as I hated it, I took $4,000 albums and dropped them off on people's porches. Now, I made sure they were home, and I made sure that they got, I didn't drive away until I saw them step out of their door and take the album off the porch. But I made sure that I did it a convenient time for them when they would be home, but they just wanted it dropped off of their porch. That's fine. All right. Some people will want these products delivered, and then they want to invite you in, which is great. So I bring all the products. I usually bring cookies, or I've sent cookies ahead of time. I visit for a minute. I don't even usually sit down during this. If they insist for me to sit down, that's one thing. But I really do not want to take up a lot of time. I know clients do this a lot of times, invite you in, have you sit down, maybe offer you something to drink, because they're trying to be polite, because that's the American custom of what to do when someone comes into your home. But I also respect the fact that I may not be the person that they want to spend a half hour, 45 minutes chatting with. Like, I get that. I'm not over assuming my importance in their home. So I really don't take up too much of their time. I'm not going to sit down for dinner. I might have a glass of tea or that type of thing, but it's going to be very quick. Show them their images. I don't assume that they want me there for hours or anything like that. I'm not their best friend. I'm someone that they hired to take pictures. If during the session and everything we've developed a friendship, that's great, but I really just, I'm there to deliver their products. And so I have their products ready to go and that type of thing. So that's the second way that you can deliver products. And the third way is that they come and they pick it up from your studio and they sign off on it and it's ready to go. And it's much more of a kind of a business transaction at that time. So all three of those things are very good ways to deliver products. They can leave a good, positive, professional taste in your clients' mouths, that type of thing. But what are some of the subtleties in how this works? Well, let's get into this after this word from our sponsor from Enphoto. One of my favorite things to do when I'm presenting my products to my clients is to give them options that allow them to have everything all in one place. And one way that I do that is I show them the beautiful folio box options from Enphoto. I can get them in a linen finish, I can get them in a leatherette finish, I can get the acrylic print on top, or just get them customized with their name and event date. It's one thing that truly sets me apart as a photographer in my area by offering these beautiful, beautiful products. And you can do it too. It's perfect for wedding photographers, newborn, portrait, family, or pet photographers. And it's something that my clients absolutely love. And if you want a discount on it, head over to our show notes page at blog.enphoto.com/podcast and grab my 75% off discount code that you can use for your very first sample. Do it today. All right, so before that little break, we talked about the type of different deliveries you can have. Here are some of the subtleties, and this is where I think it makes a really big difference when it comes to how you deliver your products to your clients. So number one, the first thing that I bring is I always bring a delivery confirmation form. I ask my clients to sign off at the point of delivery that they received everything that they ordered. This is really easy to create in some of your CRM programs if you're using the receipt option. They don't have this option. What I usually do is I create a copy of the receipt that outlined all the specific items, and then at the bottom, instead of a disclaimer for credit card information or something like that, I say, I have received everything, it looks good, with no defects, that type of thing. You can find common verbiage for that. Actually have something coming out in the very near future that will help you with that. So a delivery confirmation form. So with that, I need to make sure that I have a pen, right? Something for them to sign with. I don't assume that they're going to have a pen handy. Usually it's one of my studio pens that have my name on it and I leave it with them, right? Another little touch point there. I bring referral cards. You can get referral cards pretty much anywhere, but these are like business cards. And what I usually do is I'll take a favorite image from the session, print it on the front, and then on the back, I'll say, images taken by Dory Hall Photography. Use this coupon to book your next session and get, you know, $100 off your studio purchase or something like that. An incentive that they can give to friends and family. With the delivery, either at the delivery or depending on the timeline of the workflow, sometime in the workflow, I send my clients a gift. I want my clients to know I appreciate them and I send them a gift of some kind. Last year, I had great success with crumble cookie packs. I either sent a 4-pack or an 8-pack of crumble cookies, and most of my clients were either families or business owners. And so crumble cookies are good size. They also sell with your delivery here, at least in the DC area. You can get a little cookie cutter that can divide each cookie up into 4 sections so you can share a cookie. And they will also deliver those warm with cold milk. And so that's what I did with several of my clients and they loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it so much. It's not a cheap gift, but it was something that really made an impression. And I got some great thank you emails and actual thank you notes from that gift, which was wonderful. And then if I'm delivering in person and it's been a really great interaction with a client and they haven't really, really complained about the pricing, but they've left something on the table that you know that they would really, really enjoy. Or there's a gift that's something that would work great in someone's office. Or they really wanted that extra piece of wall art, but they weren't sure where they were going to put it. But man, did they want it, but they left it there and they didn't order it. This is something that you can do. I don't recommend that you do it with every client, but this is something that you can do. Is you can get that item printed for them, bring it to the delivery, and say, hey, I know you really wanted this from the session, but you didn't pick it up. I ordered it for you just in case you may have changed your mind. And if you would like it, I can offer this to you at a 25% discount or whatever makes sense as far as the numbers go. If you want it, no big deal. If you don't want to purchase it, that's totally fine. I love it so much, I would love to use it as a studio sample. So either way, it's fine. Almost every time I've done this with a client, they have wanted to purchase that extra item that I brought with them at the delivery. The approach needs to be correct and it needs to be something that you know would be accepted well by the client, but it's something that can work very well. And sometimes that one item could cover the whole lab fee for that entire order. So it's something that you want to consider. It's okay if you do this. It is not pushy or salesy. Like I said, I don't do it with every client, but I do it with quite a few of my clients. And it's almost always worked where they've purchased this extra item. So it's a win-win. They've got something that they really, really wanted. I got an extra sale out of the deal. I covered my lab fee and it's all good to go. And it's a very simple, hey, I got this. I thought you would love it. Is this something that you want? Yes, great. I can offer you a discount. No, okay, that's perfectly fine. I can't wait to show this off at my studio because I think it's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful representation of our session that day. Easy peasy, no pressure. Those are the ways that you take care of your clients at the delivery. And I'm sure many of you do a lot of different things and you have a lot of different ideas that could add to this. And if that's the case, I would love to hear them. So shoot me a message. And if you've been taking notes feverishly and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I could never ever remember all this stuff, don't worry. You know, I got you with a handout, right? Every single time we have a handout. So I found out a couple things with our podcasting platforms that we can do. So yes, you can go to focalpointspodcast.com and get the download under this episode. Perfectly fine. But I know that a lot of you might be driving, you might be walking, you might be at the gym, you might be doing things around the house, you're not sitting at your computer, and you might forget to do that. I get it, right? So if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, different things, just hit your phone right now and scroll down into the show notes and hit that link to get that download. And it'll take you to the page and you can do it straight from your phone right now. You don't have to remember this for later. If you're listening on Amazon Podcasts, unfortunately, they don't give us clickable links in those show notes. So you will have to go to focalpointspodcast.com to get that download. But I've outlined all of this in that download. So you want to make sure that you pick that up. Okay. I know I got you. Trying to make things as easy as possible for you these days because there's so much for everything to remember. So all of that that I just said was all about how I, you might want to say, surprise and delight and deal with people when it comes to delivery. So what if someone comes to the studio, or what if you're in a situation where you have something drop shipped to their home? And oh my gosh, I just heard the collective groan of photographers saying, oh my gosh, you should never drop ship something to their home. Listen, different clients want different things. Different clients might live out of the area, or they want things sent to another address because they're moving. There's a variety of reasons why you would drop ship a product to the client's home. And it's perfectly okay to do that. Really, it's perfectly okay to do that. So what if you don't really see your clients? Or what if, like, during COVID, I didn't really have a chance to interact with my clients? They wanted their products, but they didn't want to sit and talk with me about it too much. Totally get it. Totally get it. So how would I handle that? Well, first of all, I suggest that you do this with every client, no matter what type of delivery process you have used. 2 weeks after you deliver the products, you need to send them an email. And you need to say, hey, it's been 2 weeks. How's everything going for you? Did it meet your expectations? Are you enjoying it? How are you enjoying it? Just check in with them. It's not a deliver the product and run and think that you're never going to follow up with them again 2 weeks later. Now, in between that 2 weeks, you also should have sent them a thank you note of some sort. I get thank you notes from cosmetic salespeople when I buy things. I get thank you notes from sales associates at Nordstrom's or higher end retail stores. It is not unusual with higher end clients for them to receive thank you notes from the sales associates they work for from the stores that they frequent. So go ahead and send a thank you note. No one has ever complained about getting a thank you note. So send one through the mail. Keep the U.S. Postal Service in business with some good mail, not just all the spam stuff we get. And then 2 weeks later, send an email asking them how everything went. Are they happy with everything? Then at this point in time, if they respond back and say they loved it so very, very much, ask them for a review on Google. And you can do this at any point in time. There's no firm way of being able to ask for referrals, but I've been doing this more and more. Ask for a referral. Now, I go into how exactly to do that with all the different information in my new upcoming communications course that you're going to want to pick up that's going to be available in 2 weeks. But what you want to do is you want to make sure that every step along the way after the session itself is a positive experience for your client in a non-pushy way. So you have to know their different communication styles. You have to have paid attention to how they want to be interacted with after this. And that is something that we'll be teaching later. But for now through this podcast, you have a really good way of knowing how you want to deliver products, what you need to look for in those products, and how you need to be thinking about that delivery process. Because it's not about just dumping off the stuff that's been sitting in your studio that's taking up space and getting it into your client's hands. You want your client to love it so much that they want to hire you again and refer you to others. And if you make that tiny different shift of thinking in your brain, it's going to help you in this process, and it will work. I promise you, this absolutely positively does work. So get to the show notes page, whether you click through on Apple and you do that on your phone, or you go to the show notes, focalpointspodcast.com show notes page, get the download for this episode. And then in 2 weeks, I think we're going to have the final of this, and it's going to be all about the sales appointment, how to actually approach the sales appointment. So it's not pushy, it's not sleazy, it's giving your clients everything that they want, being able to speak with them in an assertive, direct way, but also gets the sale that you want. That is what's coming up next. Thank you for joining me for the Focal Points Podcast, and we will see you next time. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to head over to the show notes page at blog.enphoto.com/podcast. That's blog.enphoto.com/podcast. Get the download for this program and link to a wonderful, wonderful 75% off special for your first sample order from Enphoto. You don't want to miss it.